Wade Walton was among a crowd of about 150 people, mostly moderate Republicans. He's an attorney and member of the Lincoln Club of Colorado, the oldest Republican club in the state. He's also an unaffiliated voter. Walton was pleased that the candidates didn't attack each other too much.
I think the moderators try to do that. They try to encourage the fighting amongst them, and I'm glad they stuck together and didn't do so much.
Walton thinks Texas Senator Ted Cruz is the smartest of the candidates. He also likes Donald Trump's enthusiasm and Carly Fiorina, and says he could back almost any of the GOP contenders except for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
I'm just not a big fan of him with his Common Core stance, and we don't need any more Bushes in the office, I don't think.
Walton's colleague, oil and gas attorney Nathan McKibben, is a strong backer of Donald Trump. McKibben is a registered Democrat, but says he actually leans Republican.
What I like about Trump is that he's not politically correct. He shoots people straight. We need somebody in the White House that is very strong.
But McKibben's support of Trump was not the norm among the more moderate crowd. Aubrey Blankenship lives in Highlands Ranch. She's active in young Republican circles. She says her top issues are mental health awareness and public safety.
Whether it's ISIS or police officers in general, I have a very difficult time with the message coming out there these days about law enforcement is out to get you, because it's really not. And those guys put their lives on the line every day.
Blankenship says the debates have helped her hone in on a candidate. She became a fan of Carly Fiorina after the last debate, but Florida Senator Marco Rubio is also a top choice. That seemed to be the consensus of the group. Rubio came away the clear winner after the watch party attendees held a vote. Donald Trump was voted the loser of the debate, and not far behind him was Jeb Bush. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.